from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Monday. I hope you're doing okay. I can admit that yesterday, I've already done probably 3 or 4 versions of this segment already. And it started yesterday, as a matter of fact. It started on my way home as I was driving home, and I sat in silence there, incensed by what I saw in what was a Kansas City ass kicking by the Dallas Cowboys for your Cleveland Browns. And I will tell you, there was a purely rage like monologue that I had where it was just bleep them, bleep everybody here, bleep this team. And there was a blame game one. Guys, I did one just on Deshaun. I did one just on Kevin Stefanski. I did one on culture. And the reality is, this is the 5th time. But now I'm actually doing it into a microphone. That's how bad yesterday's loss ticked me off. And I know Ken Carmen's already on awful announcing for throwing a caller off the air today for the Baker Mayfield thing. Baker Bros, 216-474-0092. Deshaun haters, Deshaun apologists, 216-474-0092. The next 5 hours, there are no right or wrong answers because there's no such thing as going too heavy at the Cleveland Browns today. There's no such thing as saying having some level of criticism that is unfair. I can't say that. That's a blanket statement. But the reality is, I'll be honest with you, I'm loose to, you and I, we're used to losing, right? Yeah. So it's not the losing that really upset me all that much yesterday, because I was a fat trombone player in marching band who was friend-zoned more than anybody out there at Woodridge High, in the history of Woodridge High. So I'm used to losing. I've watched 25 years of Browns football, so I'm used to losing. I grew up in Cleveland, where the winters are a constant kick in the nards. I am used to losing. Yesterday was not about the Browns losing the game. Yesterday was about the Cleveland Browns not starting the game. And it's funny, like, I'll be honest with you guys, it's stuck in my craw. Every time Kevin Stefanski tells fans, make sure to show up on time, like your Miami fans, right? It does. And yesterday, and I don't mean to pick on the guy, but JW was on this station announcing a lot of really cool stuff. But he made mention of, well, make sure you guys get there on time. And I get that some of that is the Browns have a lot of really cool pregame festivities. And once again, the Browns did a bang up job between MGK and Bernie was part of that. And the Black Keys were part of that. And Michael Buffer was part of that. But maybe instead of spending the last 2 weeks telling Browns fans what time they should show up to the gates, maybe they should have told the Browns players themselves. Because they didn't just lose yesterday. No, they got punched in the mouth and they wilted. And I don't know what it is. I have racked my brain. And this goes back to last year, guys. It goes back to, well, why are they so bad away from home? Right? Yes, I get home road splits happen, but not to the extent that they were, and certainly not where the defense was number one at home and number 32 on the road. But I digress. That was a symptom of this. 2 years ago, the Browns had a front running streak a mile wide. And so I continue, why? And then I realized that that's the difference. Yesterday is a symptom of something that the Browns have not fully exercised yet. And I don't know if we need to get Father Guido Sarducci. I don't know if we need to get is Miss Cleo out there? I don't know if she's out of jail yet or back in jail yet. I don't know. Do we need to get somebody from the Exorcist movies? Do we need to get a cardinal, a father, a priest, the Pope himself? What is it about the Cleveland Browns that allow that yesterday? Because that's the thing that I just cannot stomach. And I have a mighty big stomach. So there's many things I can stomach. Things that even a cardiologist says shouldn't be able to stomach. I can stomach it all. Except when your team does two things. Comes out soft as hell and then gets punched in the mouth and turtles and disappears. The Cleveland Browns yesterday gave up. And by the way, the game did not start in the most disastrous way. You got the stop on the first drive by Dallas. Even then, even after a putrid showing offensively, even after Dallas scored, you had chance after chance after chance to get back in that game. And listen, Dallas made a lot of big plays yesterday, right? There was a punt return. By the way, lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any number of the CeeDee Lamb catches. By the way, lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any of the turnovers by Deshaun Watson. Lousy performance and lousy execution and lousy effort by the Cleveland Browns. There was any one of those. And by the way, Dallas made a lot of big plays. But you know what? That game, at any point, the Browns could have gotten into it. So while today, I get it. We are going to have the Deshaun Watson conversation. We're going to have what, and I got to be honest with you, every NFL analyst is rushing to the podium. Well, I think the Browns got a good team, but I'm not so sure about this quarterback. Woo! 3 years into Deshaun Watson, you've been holding that one back? Good job out of you. That's how you get paid the big bucks in the national game, is if you go out there and 3 years into Deshaun Watson not fulfilling on the promise of the trade that he was brought here to level up this organization to a level we had never attained in my adult life, right? The best thing I hear from national analysts on every podcast, on every show today, on every sports center is, I just don't know about this Deshaun Watson guy. Well done. Well done. Get a cookie on the way out. You've earned your keep for today with that level of analysis. So we'll talk about Deshaun Watson because I have some things to say about Deshaun. But if you think yesterday was about Deshaun Watson, I hate to tell you, you're dead ass wrong, because it's not just about Deshaun. Because I've seen this team, this very team, the same one that was constructed last year. I've seen this very same team overcome PJ freaking Walker. I've seen that happen. So I know that they can win in spite of the quarterback performance. But it wasn't just the quarterback. And yes, we will get it. I promise you, today, no one gets a pass. I know Peterlin's going to join us at 4. There is no Peterlin pass for today from my side of things. We'll see what JP thinks. But the thing is, it wasn't just about the quarterback. The offensive line looked woeful yesterday. Is that Andy Dickerson? Is that Bill Callahan? Or is that, I don't know, both tackles coming off an injury? I don't know. The route runners sure looked like they didn't have a pep in their step yesterday. Is that Deshaun Watson? Or is that a bunch of guys that get paid a lot to be pretty mid? I don't know. The running game. Well, it turns out the only way this team can run is from under center. But the problem is most of the offense is built for Deshaun in the shotgun. The new offense. I was told there was a new offense. It looked pretty awful. So if the new offense was built to be awful, I think it maybe should have taken a right turn somewhere and got the thing on track. But it all comes down to effort. And that is what pissed me off. That's what had me yesterday, four different times on the road home, and another time this morning. Every time I thought about what I was going to say to you guys, every time it came down to your effort sucked and you embarrassed Cleveland. Like, why is it that hard? Why is it that hard to get a team? Every single person out there listening right now grinds through all the bad stuff. We lose family members and we get through it, right? We lose jobs. Our careers get upended. Our careers get moved overseas. And every single freaking time we endure. But there's something about this team, and I'm specifically this team, because I've seen Cavs teams that fit the mentality and that blue-collar nature of this town. I've seen baseball teams that don't have the biggest stars and are out there in first place or making a World Series run. So what is it about this team specifically that just cannot find a consistent want to? Because when you solve that, you will have solved the dilemma that is these Cleveland Browns. So, yep, Deshaun sucked. Real analysis. I got 5 hours of Deshaun sucked, and honestly, I don't have a lot to kind of negate there. I don't have a lot to argue with you. He looked slow. He looked unconfident. He looked lost. Yep, okay, so did Kevin Stefanski. Okay, there's another guy that needs it. And yet again, when asked today, well, how do you get Deshaun in the rhythm? Well, it's a team loss. Well, what do you think was behind the slow timing of Deshaun? Just got to take it one. It's one game, right? But this is a team loss. And that's the thing. It's not just a team loss, because a team implies the problem only lies on 1 through 53 or on the coaching staff. No, in the words of the late, great Ralphie May, this is a little bit more than a Diet Coke fix, because you didn't try. There's something about these guys, and I don't want to make, listen, now that I said that, because I realize I let the tiger out of the cage a little bit there. I know that there were guys that did try yesterday. The problem is they don't know how to play like a team for 60 minutes for 17 times a year. So every time, at least once a year, right? Last year, what was it? The Denver game. And then there was the LA game. And then there were a couple other games. Every year, there has been some time where this thing has reared its head. And we've called it front runner, right? We've called it dysfunctional. We've called it so many different things. So it's wild today. I would love to tell you, hey, it's 1-17, right? Hey, you got a chance to get back on the horse next week. Jacksonville's not this Leviathan that you have to worry about. The reality is, I don't trust these dudes from 1 week to the next. So they love when they get cheered, and then when they get jeered or booed, oh, man, why doesn't anybody like me? I would probably start by rolling back the tape yesterday. Newness is an excuse. Injuries are a reality. Every team in the NFL has injuries. The only ones that seem to completely stymie a team's ability to put a proper effort out there seems to be the Cleveland Browns. Oh, well, it's a new offense. Okay. Plenty of teams switched offenses or changed things up or added new wrinkles. Not too many of them looked as hopeless as they did yesterday. And I'm not giving up on the next 16 games, by the way, because you don't have a choice. If you want to give up on the next 16 games, I totally get it. I don't know how to be a fan and just basically count them out for the rest of the season. So like a schlub, I'm going to be back here for the next 16, 17 weeks doing the same thing, knocking my head against the wall and trying to figure it out, which is more than I can say for the team that once again got punched in the mouth yesterday and said, you know what? You're right. I should lay down. You should walk all over me, Dallas Cowboys. And that's the thing that kills me. Yep, losing, pretty used to it. Losing doesn't bug me, right? I don't fester over losses. I fester over whatever the hell we call that from yesterday. We are talking about the Browns' embarrassing performance to the Dallas Cowboys yesterday at home. And to be honest with you guys, I thought to myself, you know what? There was the element of unknown, right? Maybe the element of unknown is a good thing here. You're trotting out a new offense, right? We can trust the Browns defense because it's at home. And in fairness, the Browns defense early in that game gave you a chance to stay in the game. But like the rest of the team, they did wilt over the next quarter and a half. So that by the time you got, by the time the Browns actually had their best offensive possession of the day, it still felt like way too little, way too late. And the reason why it bugs me, and listen, if you say it's the route running, you're not wrong. If you say it's the coaching, you're not wrong. If you say it's the quarterback play, you certainly aren't wrong. The running game, the defensive line being gashed play after play after play by CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Cook's 97-year-old ass, you're not wrong about any one of those single things. The thing that bugs me is that the Browns have made strides since 2020. And under Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, and I know this is not a popular thing to say today because we're just supposed to bag on everyone, they have made tremendous strides from where they were in 2016, 2017, 2018, and with Freddie Kitchen's goofy ass in 2019. Right? The problem is days like yesterday prove that they still have a ways to go. Because the bar is not be better than Freddie Kitchens or Hugh Jackson or Pat Shurmur. The bar is to be as good as Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And I do think that, and this is where I'm going to be the optimist, right? This is where I'm going to play the fool here. That I do think that how they answer against Jacksonville, I'm going to give them the chance to answer properly. Because more often than not, when the Browns have had a oopsie under Kevin Stefanski, they come back. But I just cannot stomach another conversation about, well, why did they fold? Why did they look like they played with no confidence and they didn't play together? And that does speak to even the defense. Like, I don't know who I can give a passing grade for yesterday. Dustin Hopkins? Cool. Charlie Hewlett, cool. One or two other players. But yesterday wasn't just a team loss, it was an organizational loss. Because for going on 5 years in, those kind of losses should be eradicated. And I will tell you, I'm going to say the one thing that I've not said. Yesterday was a failure in leadership. Because you came out with no energy. And now that's where we mostly on the offensive side of the ball. And then every single time that you were given an opportunity to get back in that game, you punted, quite literally in most of the instances. That to me is about Kevin Stefanski. That to me is about Deshaun Watson. That to me is about the five or six leaders they have on the team. And I keep coming back to this, but it's true. You want to talk about Deshaun Watson missing every big throw that was, what, 10 yards or more? Yep, you're not wrong. You want to talk about Kevin Stefanski's absolutely boneheaded decision to run on 3rd and 7 when you're trying to get back in that game? You're not wrong. You want to talk about the offensive line's underwhelming play? You're not wrong. There's very few things you can say today that are wrong about the performance. But when we start to put the blame org chart together, at the very top, it's just leadership. And that's what bugs me. The idea that Kevin Stefanski, I guarantee you Kevin knew and felt those vibes, whatever that was, going into that game. And the idea that Kevin couldn't do something to engage that and eradicate that, to get his team focused, It is the last remaining kernel of doubt anyone should have about Kevin Stefanski. I know we can scheme up an offense outside of yesterday. I know that he can go ahead and reach guys who are good teammates and good football players and good men, but can he truly lead people? Because when you get halfway through a Kansas City ass kicking and the response that you have is more defeat on top of more defeat, I have to look at the head coach. And I'm not trying to be this guy. Mike Tomlin ain't letting that thing go that way. John Harbaugh ain't letting that thing go that way. And that really feels like the last thing, if Kevin Stefanski isn't here for the next decade, it'll be that. Because plenty of really smart dudes can use words like process and be a soft, wet fart into the microphone every time somebody goes looking for accountability. That's fine. Listen, I'll be honest with you, because Fedor and I argued about it on Friday. I'm not expecting every time Kevin Stefanski comes to the microphone. I get it that his personality is that he's not going to say things into the microphone. That's fine when you win and you play hard. Or honestly, I'll say that's fine if you just play hard. But when you don't play hard, when your team does not play hard, when you had arguably your worst game as a head coach in the NFL, or certainly in the last 2 years, 3 years, when that happens, it's a little bit more than just, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. I got to coach better. No bleep. No kidding. You're gonna tell me something that I don't know. Well, how are you going to get Deshaun going? Well, we just got to be better as a team. Okay. That is a moment where the bare minimum showing up so you don't get fined a la Marshawn Lynch isn't enough. When leadership fails you, I expect to hear leadership and something real. And yet again today, if you listen to the press conference, 12:30 during Baskin and Phelps, you got more of nothing. We're real disappointed. And I will say there was something that Kevin said yesterday that absolutely did piss me off. And I get it because it's in the moment. Well, you know, winning games in the NFL is hard. That's a slight paraphrase, by the way, because I make everything Ivy League sound a little bit Gomer Pyle. But, yeah, Kevin, the issue is not that you didn't win the game. The issue is you got nowhere close and your team didn't compete. Competing is not hard. Competing is effort, focus, being able to be there as a team together, taking a punch and getting back up. Those things, that's not hard. Every single person listening does that every single day. So yes, Deshaun was awful. Guilty. Yes, Kevin was awful. Guilty. The O-line played like crap. Guilty. The wide receivers showed zero crispness in any of the things that they did. Guilty. Njoku got hurt. Guilty. I don't want to bag on David. He got hurt. The defense gave up a chunk play after chunk play. And it was all about communication, by the way. And focus, apparently. Guilty. Leadership. Leadership. That's why you got the living crap kicked out of you yesterday on national television on Tom Brady's damn debut. Start there and let's work ourselves down. 216-474-0092. Where does the blame, if we're doing the blame org chart, where do you start here? It sucks when you can't just start with a play, a player, a style of play.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Scott, welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, Nick. I'm confident that they'll clean up the lack of discipline and effort. But to me, the long-term season issue is going to be Stefanski excels at the run, screen, play action. I don't think he's good at that. I think he's great at that. I think that was our identity for a while. And now Deshaun only wants to improvise out of the shotgun. And he's way below average at that, right now anyway.
Scott, for a second, Scott, I thought you kind of sounded like Kevin Stefanski, and I was like, this is the greatest burner call in the history of it. But I'm now confident you're not Kevin.
What else? I am not Kevin. But I'm a big Kevin fan. I honestly am. I think he's going to clean up the discipline, though.
Yeah, it's weird that it was this game that happened. And I thank you for the call. When you've spent a whole preseason and a whole camp and everything gearing up towards one game, and I actually agree with Scott. I don't expect this to be a consistent, meaning like I don't expect the same things that killed you this week when it comes to leadership, effort, focus, communication. I would be very surprised if they hurt you in Jacksonville. Because 99% of the time, when this very thing that has happened probably 7 or 8 times in the now 5 years with Kevin and Andrew, it has been nipped in the bud almost immediately. The West Coast road trip last year was kind of the rare back-to-backer. It doesn't make it any more easy to digest, though. And you guys know, I was willing to go out when it came to look at the offense. I said, for as long as I can remember, I don't know they're going to start fast. And I don't know that I'm going to judge them based off the offensive performance in week one. It's by the time we get to Philadelphia on October 13th, that's where I'm going to need to see what the full-fledged offense is in that thing humming on all levels. That being said, I did not know that we were going to start out with one of the quintessentially worst offensive performances we've seen from the Cleveland Browns. That didn't look like Deshaun Watson out there. That looked like Deshaun Kizer. And that's actually not fair because Deshaun Kizer could periodically throw the ball down the field with authority. And I do think, like, I think where we are with Deshaun is pretty simple. Because, you know, on one hand, it's very tough to come out here and knock Deshaun, knowing that he had some real stuff going on in his personal life. But as we were watching Deshaun yesterday, and as I rewatched this game, I don't know why I did, but as I rewatched this game, I was looking for confidence. I was looking for comfort in the system. I was looking for comfort with his teammates, synergy or chemistry, whatever you want to call it. I was looking for the physical performance. What does the shoulder look like? And I didn't see any of it. And there was a moment where when you had that, there was the hurry-up offense that you got that touchdown in the third quarter. There was a moment where, oh, what's that? Yeah, okay, is that because of what Dallas was doing defensively? Did Dallas pull back, maybe pull back on the gas a little bit? Was that more about the hurry-up offense, which they did try to do a little bit earlier in the game, but I kind of think they had to pull back on that because they were worried about burning out the defense and gassing the defense, which is I can empathize with that. Or was it about something that was happening with Deshaun? And as quick as we got a glimmer of confidence or a glimmer of something from Deshaun, it disappeared. So it's not as simple as fix this one thing with Deshaun. I'll actually tell you guys, the thing that concerned me most coming out of this game is the guys down the field passing was awful. That speaks to a guy still coming off a shoulder injury. That scares me a lot more than confidence. Confidence for anybody ebbs and flows. For me, it ebbs and flows. I guarantee everybody out there, you have days where you feel like the coolest person in the world. You also have days or moments you feel like a dork. Like that confidence, especially confidence in sports, it's two games. You had two really good games in a row and healthy. In no time, Deshaun should be back. But when it comes to the touch, I didn't see him get anywhere close. The best thing I can say about his touch yesterday is he did err on the right side of where the ball was supposed to go. It was, you know, 5 yards too deep or 5 yards into the sideline, but at least he wasn't trying to throw it to a back shoulder and it went to the other shoulder. I think I just found the best thing I can say about the performance yesterday. Let's go with Terry. Welcome to the show, Terry. What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got?
Well, no, I don't know why I asked that question. I'm sorry. I'm agreeing with you on this because, you know, I've been calling up to the show for ages, and when Stefanski came in, I gave Stefanski a little blow off, but I wasn't never a fan of this guy because I don't understand his scheme, his game plan, but it's making me think that, okay, you get certain quarterbacks in that you know they can play in your formation. You love shotgun. You get a guy in, you put him in a shotgun. It's not working for him in the shotgun in the 5-wide. And people need to stop blaming Deshaun. Look, you see, he went 24 for what, 25 for what, such yards, and guys dropping passes. You know, the fans didn't deserve this. And Stefanski, I just had enough of you. The fans are running him out of here just like how we ran Tim Couch out of here. And I like Tim Couch too, though. But we made him cry. But we need to give it to this guy. Oh, he don't belong here for real. He really don't.
Terry,
I don't want him.
Terry, appreciate you, buddy. You gave us a lot to ponder there. Unfortunately, Terry, Kevin did just get a contract extension. So I will say, if you're looking to run him out of town, I'd be a little worried there. You can blame Deshaun and blame everything else around him. To put this anywhere specifically other than Deshaun is a cop-out. Deshaun didn't look good yesterday. And also apparently still doesn't know how to slide or unload the ball when he should. But I'll give you, Stefanski had a rough day. To say it's not on Deshaun, I think would be grossly unfair to everybody involved in all of our intelligences. This is not a defense of Deshaun. I really mean that. And we do have Nathan Zagura coming up in 20 minutes. Very excited to hear what he has to say about that game. You know, now that we've all had a little bit of time, a little bit of perspective, maybe my emotions are still pretty high. It wasn't. If you guys thought the first 40 minutes of this were hair on fire radio, you probably wouldn't want to have heard me at like 8:40. I was walking out of the park yesterday, and Cleveland.com had like that camera thing where they have like a microphone and some intern sitting there and like handing the microphone to Browns fans, and it's just people unloading on everything, right? I would not be much better or worse than that. I would be right in line with that at about 8 o'clock yesterday. But so this is not a defense of the Deshaun thing. I am already over the think pieces. Is Deshaun Watson the worst trade in NFL history? Okay. Today, every single Kyle Brandt had a whole feature on it. I like Kyle. And I say that as an eraser phrase so I can then say this. Hey, I think they've got a good team and a good coach, but I'm not sure about Deshaun. All right. The reality is the next 16 games, at least this next week, there is going to be a little bit that we just need to ignore. Because none of what I heard today outside of this station and this beat report, this Cleveland media, none of it was interesting or original on what I heard on Deshaun. Which absolutely proved the point that I do think that everyone now is rooting for Deshaun to fail. I thought we maybe have gotten past that. It's been 2 years, all that kind of stuff. No. There were too many people teeing off today to say it was the worst trade in history or to say, but Baker Mayfield. And by the way, those are valid conversations if you go beyond just the surface level of that conversation. But I think the thing that messed with me a little bit and the thing that I really, really struggled with is when I had heard the Browns were featuring the short passing game in practice, it made total sense. If you don't have tackles out there, the best thing you can do is to get the ball out quickly. By the way, Dallas did that flawlessly yesterday. Not only did Dak deliver the ball quickly and decisively, but they also moved him around a little bit. It took total pressure off Guyton, the young left tackle that they had out there. So, like, Dallas did what the Browns were trying to do with flawless execution. Actually, I don't want to say flawless because they had a couple whoopsies. But my point is, that's how you do it. If you're looking to protect your quarterback or trying to keep him upright or, you know, save yourself from a bad offensive line, quick passing game, get the ball out quickly, different concepts at different levels so you're able to get the guy multiple quick looks. I don't honestly know beyond trying to get the ball out quickly what the Browns are trying to do, though. And so I really wanted to believe the only reason they were dinking and dunking all offseason or all preseason long was the offensive line. But watching Deshaun deliver the ball down the field made me concerned that that's not the case. That the dinking and dunking, even when your tackles come back, is going to be here to stay. And in fairness, you can dink and dunk, but if you hold onto the ball too long, it's not going to save you anyway. And that was the other thing that Deshaun did. And we had a caller in the last segment say, you know, well, Deshaun holds onto the ball too quickly. He's not great at a shotgun. That is where Deshaun's supposed to be most comfortable. So the idea that yesterday he looked least comfortable in the context that he is most comfortable in tells you that not only does Deshaun not trust himself right now, he also doesn't trust his offensive line. And so we can have, and we will have, O-line versus Deshaun, and it'll be a valid conversation. But if you said you could sell me either way. If you said, well, the O-line, specifically a tackle, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, those guys feasted yesterday, and that's why that the offense was as bad as it was. I saw a lot of that. But also, if you said Deshaun held the ball for too long, he looks like he lacks confidence, and he looks like he can't complete anything over 15 yards, that also looks to be the case. So when trying to figure out, like usually in this case, if you're that bad, just pick a direction and the truth will out, right? If you just commit to a direction, well, we gotta overcome this offensive line. We got to overcome Deshaun. If you're able to pick one, you might have a chance to sort it out quickly. Problem is, I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's both things, and that's why that team had no feel, no flavor, no zest as early as like the second drive of the game. Let's go with Joe. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
First of all, I just want to say go Guardians, coming for that pennant.
Guardians!
That's guaranteed. but I know it's been talked about to death about the rust, whatever. They had no preseason games together as a unit. This team still isn't whole. You look around the league for like the first week, I think it was just Tua had 300 yards passing. People getting off to slow starts with these preseason games and everything. I think we're overreacting because we're Browns fans. Excuse me. But I think it'll be better. I got a guaranteed win against Jacksonville next week.
Ooh, you're locking it in. All right, give me the score.
That's a guarantee. 44 to 20.
Is that yardage?
Yeah. 40.
Joe, be good, buddy. Love the optimism. I will tell you, I think not playing in the preseason doesn't determine how hard you play. And I want to make it real clear, because I do think there were, when we say how hard it plays, that stings a specific way. They didn't play hard as a team. I think individuals played hard yesterday. And you can cut on the tape, and I guarantee you, you can see it. I don't have to mention the names. The guys who played their asses off yesterday, the guys who played as hard as they could, you saw it. But the problem is, if I start saying their names, you're going to start to gleam who I'm talking about when I say they didn't play very hard. But they just didn't play hard as a team. That's more concerning to me than one dude was loafing it. Ben, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, I just want to make a crappy movie reference real quick. You know what this felt like watching yesterday?
What's
that? Felt like watching The Longest Yard when the team didn't want to play for Adam Sandler because they found out he was cheating. Like, you know, you look at all these players, like Petonio declining to Sean to get up. And then you got guys not talking to him on the sideline. It just seemed like no one cared for Deshaun because he wasn't playing good and he was just left on an island. And I just want to give you one positive from yesterday. I thought Thrash looked amazing on those punt returns.
Look at that. It wasn't – who was it? Wasn't it Jalen Darden who was on the punt returns yesterday? Ben, I thank you for the call. And you are correct. That is a crappy movie reference, but I still like it. I think we're making a lot. Listen, if you want to say that the Browns' energy was lifeless on offense, totally fair. I think there's like a video going around of Betonio swatting away Deshaun's hand and trying to get up on his own. I don't know enough about the situation around that to comment that was anything to do with Deshaun. Joe might have just been frustrated in general.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.